pro quo as a payment for it. What's the payment? His sins are forgiven. I want to ask you, what element would that attract? It attracts the criminals, the perverts, the sadists, the people who have no other way to get into heaven. And therefore, to go on its holiest mission, the church sent its unholiest clientele. It resembles a little Hitler's Germany, where Germany was ruled by the scum, by the gangsters, by the criminal element. And they were able to get all the good Germans to do what they wanted to. Here also, the Crusaders, by and large, were an element of criminals, an element of bad, cruel people. Second thing the church offered was money. One should never underestimate the power of money. In the ancient world, war always meant booty, pillage. In the medieval world, it was a ticket many times to wealth. And by joining in a war, in an expedition at arms, if that expedition was successful, the ordinary soldier could expect to be rewarded handsomely in money. In the wars that exist today, which are national wars, I want to know what the pay of a soldier in the United States Army in the Second World War, I think, was $35 a month. The chance for becoming wealthy was very insignificant. In the medieval world, it was a ticket to wealth. And portrayed in front of this poor criminal rabble were scenes of tremendous wealth, because they were going to the Orient, they were going to the East. In the East, everything is gold and jewels and diamonds. There's going to be tremendous wealth. So again, you put together a group of people that were just not, they were not going to be kind people. They were not going to be, they were going to very quickly lose any humanity that they may have had to begin with. To further complicate the matter, there were no central governments to deal with. So you had different barons, different dukes, different knights who brought along their own army. And they were loosely allied with each other. But they didn't really like each other. They were enemies with each other. And they certainly were in competition with each other. Now that exists even today in the armed forces. You just read this week in the newspaper that Senator Goldwater said they should abolish the Joint Chiefs of Staff, because in effect you've got four armed forces in the United States competing against each other, rejoicing in each other's defeats, not helping one another, purposely not helping one another. Well, if we'll switch back almost 1,000 years, 900 years, differing groups of knights who are in competition with each other and who don't like each other and who see each other as natural enemies, so you really have a very, very difficult group to control. In any event, in the year 1095, the crusade was preached by Peter the Hermit and Pope Urban II. And the estimates are that over 60,000 men went on the first crusade, of whom only 15,000 survived to reach Jerusalem, because it's a long walk, dangerous walk. And in a time of plague and hunger and war, a lot of people are going to fall off, a lot of people are going to die, a lot of people aren't going to make it. But it was the first time in the history of Europe that an army was assembled for a purely religious reason. And that is the turning point.